You're listening to In Tune, a BYU Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Hope You Do by Cinders, a band out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Cinders is made up of Jordan Zabrinsky, Austin Harris, Chelsea Harris, Adrian De La Cruz, Montana Smith, and Brad Bennett. Montana says it all started with a song Jordan wrote in high school.
Back in high school, Jordan had written a song called Cinders, and that was the first song he and I played together. And it was just a crappy old song, and so when we decided we wanted to make a band, we felt it was pretty fitting that the first song that we played together was what the band name was going to be.
Jordan says it was magical how the band started. After Jordan and Montana had been playing together a while, the band grew. Austin met Jordan while they were both serving missions for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Nashville, Tennessee. While in Nashville, they met Adrian, who later moved to Utah to join the band. When Austin and Chelsea were married, she was added to the group. And then there's Brad, the drummer.
Brad, Brad has his own way of telling the story of how he joined the band.
Yeah, so they followed me on Instagram. They didn't have very many followers then. They didn't have a drummer, and I happened to be in the market, and so I messaged them, and I was like, so you guys looking for a drummer or something?
Like I said, magical.
Austin says their music is calm and mellow, but when you see them live in concert, it's a bit different.
I think one of our favorite, descriptors we've had given to us, I don't remember where it came from, but it's rowdy acoustic pop. Because, especially in our album, our first album, it's pretty mellow and laid back. But then when you see us live, it's more like a punk show than an acoustic calm show. So it really comes live. There's a lot more energy. So that's one of our favorite descriptions, because it is a very like happy, upbeat, kind of lighthearted sound. But it's fun and it's fast. So
Cinders has a self-titled full-length album and an acoustic EP called Acoustics Volume 1. They're currently working on another full-length album. Brad says he's really excited for some of the new stuff.
Just so much is going on. It's way high energy, and I just get to go crazy with the drums because that's what I like. It's still going to be fun. It's still going to be easy to listen to, but it's going to be a little bit more upbeat, which is what we are going for.
Jordan says being a member of the church affects how they look at writing and performing music.
I think being members of the church, one thing that we try to do with writing our music is make sure that it's something that everybody can listen to. We like to call it mom-approved rock, because it's upbeat, it's fun, but the lyrics are something that, you know, are appropriate for our moms to listen to, because we take into account that our moms are our biggest fans. That's one of the biggest things, is that we want to make sure that everything that we're doing is something that everybody can listen to in any setting.
Austin says it's refreshing that each member of the band chooses to live a positive lifestyle.
I would say also with being in a band and kind of in the music scene, you don't always have the best examples in bands of the way that people live their lives and everything. And so I think that's a big goal for us, is also just to, you know, and not even just like as a member of the church, but just as a person, like none of us drink or smoke. And it's just, it's a lifestyle that we choose to live. I just think that's a big driver for us too, is being different than the typical band or the typical lifestyle of musicians.
One of Cinder's songs was inspired by a story Jordan heard on his mission.
The last state conference that we had, and my state president was up there, was talking, and he was speaking about where he had grown up in a little town in Tennessee, and he started to choke up as he was describing his youth, his childhood, everything, and all the memories he had at this home he was in. And I remember as he started choking up, he said, you know, it's not much to brag about, but it's where I'll always call home. And I remember writing that down in my mission journal that I had there. And I said, you know, that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard. And I always wanted to use that in a song. And when we came home, there was a song that we wrote that became one of our most successful tracks. And it's called Call It Home, which you can take whatever meaning that you want out of that song, any personal meaning that you have from it. But I think all of us have special memories in our life that to others may not be something really, you know, anything to brag about, but to us it's something extremely personal and something that we can call our own.
This is Call It Home.
I hope you miss your flight and never leave this town. Why don't you try tonight to stay on solid ground? Oh, my darling, caught you running. Where are you off to this time? Your mama's calling and I am stalling. I can't keep up this old line. You're a big girl now, no more merry-go-round. Get that ticket and come on, fly home. You can have your old room. Smells like your perfume, a place to call your own. It's not much to brag about, I know, but I wish that you could call it home.
Brad says he enjoys being in a band because it's a great opportunity to inspire others.
For me, I think it's a big thing is just being an influence for good. I think that's super important. You know, we don't want to just write music that just sounds good. We want it to, you know, bring good feelings, good emotions, and inspire other people.
This is exhausting. Where are you off to this time? Your mama's crying. I'm still trying. Can't keep up this old life. You're a big girl now. No more merry-go-round. Skip the ticket and come on, fly home. You can have your old room. Still smells like your perfume. A place to call your own. You're a big girl now. No more merry-go-round. Skip the ticket and come on, fly home. You can have your old room. Still smells like your perfume. Not much to brag about, I know, but I wish that you could call it home.
Not every member of Cinders is LDS. Adrian, who's originally from Nashville, moved out to Utah to join the band after meeting Jordan on his mission. Adrian says being the only non-member in the band isn't much of a challenge.
Being the only non-LDS member, like, it's not really any different. Like they said, like, I don't like do drugs. I don't smoke or drink or anything like that. Other than that, like what everyone said, it's just like, it's cool that we can play music that, you know, doesn't just swear all the time, or we're not like partiers by any means, but being a non-member doesn't affect me too much.
This is I Could Do Better by Cinders.
In a jar, taken from your hands and from your
I'm running around, we're running around, we're chasing us in circles.
Montana says this song isn't obviously religious, but that it was written about always trying to better yourself.
I Could Do Better is, it's talking about bettering yourself through God and kind of having Him on your side along the ride of bettering yourself, I guess. I'm running around.
You can find Cinders Music on their website, cindersmusic.com, or on Apple Music, YouTube, or Spotify. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.